Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I wish we did. Welcome to another episode of the Tony and Kai Show. It is Monday, the 7th, 6 p.m., and it's a glorious day here in Virginia. Kind of cool sight here. I hope that wherever you are blessed and well taken care of. As always, host me, Kaiksa Rodriguez, and my wonderful fiancé, Tony. Well, we bring it to you raw. We bring you the best. We bring you the most informative. We bring you authors, business people, anything and everything, hot topics, no matter the genre. You know, we bring you what we think you need to and what we think you'd like to hear and talk about. And tonight we are hoping that, you know, our ladies turn out. We have a wonderful guest here tonight. This is something totally new for us to be doing. But as a woman myself, you know, it's something that I have to deal with. And as men, it's something that you have to deal with as well, because you all deal with women. You have daughters, you have mothers, sisters, girlfriends, wives, you know, female bosses, female employees. You know, it's not a taboo subject, even though we do treat it as such, you know. And she is going to come on in a few minutes, and, you know, we are going to talk about, you know, TOTM, the time of the month. And a few other things. I know that, you know, Miss Carrie, this is not her only thing that she does, but this is, you know, one of the things that she does, you know. So we're going to talk about what she does, how she does it, what brought her to, you know, decide to take on this task and bring this to women, and how has it been received, and you know how we do. So, hon, whose day is it today?
Hey, it's the beginning of the week. I guess it's my turn. I guess it's my turn.
I think it might be your turn. Are you ready?
I think it's my turn. I'm not sure, but I think it's my turn.
I really think that I forgot all about that.
Well, see, you had the computer. I was letting you use my laptop because yours was down. So, see, when my work is, like, on my laptop, I can't really use it if you have it, you know. So you were generous enough to take on the task. So I appreciate you covering for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was covering for you at the same time. So, I mean, it's a
mm-hmm.
teamwork
well,
thing.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, if you don't have it, you know, my notebook is right here, babe. You know, I can pull something up out of the notebook.
I have it.
You know?
I have it.
Okay.
I don't know how this became of, you know, let me do this every other, but it's all good.
Okay.
It's all good.
So you go ahead, baby, and you take it away. I know you got this.
Yes, I got this. I'm gonna recite the one I just did because
okay.
a lot of people loved it. I don't know, but I'm gonna read from here. It's called Love Just Ain't Love Without You by Yours Truly.
Okay. All right.
There are so many reasons why I love you, so many reasons why I need you in my life. I knew it from the beginning. I knew it all along. You became that pep in my step, the voice in my song. Never thought I'd find someone like you, who I could invest my love in, become so fully embodied in. My life, a total dream with you. I never want to wake up from it. Mesmerizing you are, without a doubt. Able to turn my darkness to light with a little effort at all. I am put first by you, above all. No one knows me like you. No one ever will. You love me like no one else ever has. With the love I have for you, no one ever will. You are truly my slice of heaven here on earth. I will never be able to picture my life without you. It's impossible. My love for you is forever. You see, for me, my love wouldn't be right without you. Without you in it. In love, just stay in love without you. And that's a little piece from me.
There you go.
There I go. Now.
Now what?
With you taking over like you did, does this, you're not looking for me to compensate, right?
What are you talking about?
Well, you took over all that time for me with the poems, and you know.
Oh, you mean are you going to have to do another poem on Wednesday as well?
Yeah. This is. I know that's not what you're saying, right? I know that's not what you're thinking. Right?
It's good practice for you.
What do you mean good practice for me?
I mean, you know, when your poetry book comes out.
We've been calling this practice since we started this, you know.
I know, but you're still nervous. So when your poetry book comes out, you want to be able to go on shows like ours, on other people's blog talk radio shows, and give other interviews and be able to recite your poetry.
I wasn't nervous doing this one. This was a good one.
Okay, so the next time you'll be even less nervous.
I'm not nervous anymore when I have to do them. I think you're looking for me to do the poem. That's what it is. Let's get to our guest.
Yeah. Okay. So as most of you know, he is CEO. I don't know what you call the next person down from CEO, but
oh, wow.
Of our company, Diamond Star Entertainment, where, you know, we do advertising, marketing, and promotions for you, you know, your business, your book, your musician, your CD, your whatever it is that you do that you want to get the word out on, we are here to help you. We also do editing for, you know, whatever you need edited, whether it be your resume, whether it be your website, whether it be a book that you're writing. We also offer those services. We also can help with basic basic web setup, meaning you have no way around even the free site, putting it together, but you know what you want to say, just don't know how to put the pages together. We can help you do that as well. We have a lot of different services, you know, that we can help you with. So check out our website, wix.com/DiamondStarENT/home, and I will definitely post that in the room so that, you know, you can check us out. We're going to bring our guest on. If you want to call in and ask her any questions, the number is 646-381-4964. She has been on hold patiently waiting before we even got here. She was on hold forever. So, Val, thank you for waiting patiently and being prompt early even for the show. Thank you for tuning in.
Well, thank you for having me, Ty. You can hear me okay?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. How was your day today?
It was blessed, or it still is blessed, actually. It's I'm up here in New York, so we're having a better day than yesterday. It was really wet yesterday, and today it's like a spring day with the blustering winds, but it's nice out.
Oh, okay, that's good. I mean, we're from Massachusetts, so, you know, we understand the snow and everything that comes from up there. We totally understand it.
Yes, sir. We definitely understand that one.
Yeah, we left just in time before y'all got hit with all this snow this year. We left just in time. So tell our listeners who you are and what it is that you do.
Oh, I'm Val Carey, and I am the author and founder of TOTM, Time of the Month. And reason why I referred myself to a founder is because TOTM, Time of the Month, is a movement of female empowerment through understanding, self-awareness, and information. And where information and self-awareness comes into play is knowing about yourself, being aware about your own body. And I have put together a series of calendar planners entitled TOTM, Time of the Month, which is the essential calendar planner for girls and women of all ages. So if you're in your cycling years, if you're flowing on a monthly basis or not so monthly basis, this is an excellent book to have, because it gives you tips on different things to do to prevent bloating and cramping and things of that nature related to that time of the month. And when I say that time of the month, I'm referring to a menstrual cycle. And you can also track your own cycle. So you can track your emotions. And some people may say, well, you know, I could just, you know, track my cycle in a regular planner. Yes and no. TOTM, Time of the Month, is specifically designed for women to track their cycle and their feelings, whether they're feeling sad or depressed. Or if they were bloated, they can notate, there are captions that you can notate whether you were bloated, whether you were crampy, what type of remedy that you used to take care of that problem, whether you drank tea, whether you took an over-the-counter medicine. You can document all of that in the book. And the book is excellent to use to communicate with your parents if you're a teen or a tween. As an older woman, you can utilize this book to communicate with your gynecologist. because often too many times we as women, and I know men probably even do this, but I know we as women, when we go to the doctor, whether it's a gynecologist or, you know, our primary physician, we have all these things in our head that we want to discuss with the doctor. And when we sit on the table, it's like, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm fine. No, you're not really fine because you're here for a reason and you didn't write that down everything that you wanted to say. So you kind of forget sometimes. But with your TOTM time of the month planner, it helps you to remember what it is that you wanted to discuss with your doctor.
Yes. Well, see, that's interesting. I would have loved this back in high school. My mother told me very little. My mother told me you can get pregnant, leave boys alone. That was as much as information as I got from her. And I didn't know until I had my second child that you could pre-plan to know ahead when your time of the month was coming. I had so many accidents in school between middle school and high school. So, because I didn't know. No one ever told me every 28 days or 30 days or start looking around the 25th day. Never, ever, ever, ever knew until after I had my second child. This would have been great.
This is exactly why I wrote the book. I wrote the book because I never had a TOTM talk, a period talk with my mom. And I am one of five girls. So, you know,
wow.
I'm the second daughter. I think she might have had to talk with my older sister. She didn't have to talk with me. She may have had it with my third sister, well, my second sister. I'm in between two. And I know the last two she had to talk. But, you know, like, as people have more children, they get better with time. It's like, okay, I made a mistake with the first one. But so I had a daughter. And so it was like, okay, I didn't have, like, a template, like my mom said this and this to me. And so from the time when my daughter was young, I was thinking, like, how am I going to have this talk with her? What am I going to say to her? And I started to think, I mean, I'm literally like maybe 13 years ago, I started to think about writing her a book. This book and the concept was specifically for my daughter. And then as time went on and I thought about it more, and when I finally decided to implement the book, I said, well, it's not just going to be for my daughter, it's going to be for everyone else, because if I didn't have that TOTM talk, how many other people didn't have a TOTM talk? And this is a way that you can actually communicate with your daughter. And I conduct workshops for moms and dads on how to have the TOTM talk. I talk to tweens and teens about the nuances of that time of the month, because too often I find that it's like once you get your period, people figure that you know exactly what to do, and there's no need to discuss it any further. But as women, our bodies are constantly changing, and we need to be aware of that, of the different changes that occur during our lives. And then, of course, the major change that eventually happens, which is menopause. But there are changes in between the first time you actually have your period, which is menarche, to the time that you actually menopause, changes that occur during, you know, whether you have a child, you know, childbirth, sometimes your period changes, and based off of your hormones, or if in fact you happen to be taking birth control pills, all these things can actually have an effect on your cycle, and you need to be aware of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I just posted in the room for our listeners, and I'll say, too, for those listening in, I thought that this one is good, like you said, for mothers who weren't given that talk, but we don't really have that basis for how to talk to our daughters. I have two daughters. One is now will be 18 in a couple of weeks, and one is on her way to being 12. And I can't remember what I told my daughter. I mean, she was at 10. I didn't get mine till I was like 13, and I was so sick before I got mine. But I don't even remember what I said to her, you know, about it. It was, you know, it's the scariest, it's one of those scary things for some, especially if you don't have that kind of template, like you said, well, this is what my mother said to me, I remember this, you know, this worked for me, this didn't work for me, you know, so this would be a good guide. And also for fathers, there are a whole lot of single fathers now raising daughters, you know, and it's good for them as well, because this has got to be even extra more uncomfortable for them because they're a man. They have absolutely no idea what's going on with their daughter's body.
Exactly.
So we know why, where it came from. How long did it take you from concept to actually putting it together? Because I love the little happy face and all the little emotions around it. I love that.
Oh, thank you. And I don't think you actually saw the new So Happy Face, which is coming out on the next edition of the book, which will be released at the end of this week. And I think you're probably going to like that face even more because it's actually a smiley face with a wink and one eye is red, like a period, a dot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on the website now, which is, I posted in the room as well, but it's T-O-T-M, time of the month. So the initials, T-O-T-M, then spell it out, timeofthemonth.com. And you can see the two different ones are up on the website. So you can see them both. The new one is dead center, and then the old one is to the right.
Yes, yes. And so from the time of concept, well, I guess, you know, I conceptualized this. It was in my mind, like, years and years and years ago. But from the time that I actually said, okay, I'm going to actually write the book and started writing, I started sometime in September of 2009.
Okay.
And I published in May 2010.
Oh, cool. See what I wasn't. That's good.
Yeah.
So how did you find the process, your publishing process?
Well, you know, it's funny because I'm still finding the publishing process and tweaking certain details of the business because I self-published. And in the process of self-publishing, I started a publishing company. So I'll be actually publishing other authors as well. But it wasn't too difficult to navigate through. It's always good to have a mentor when you're actually starting in an arena that you're new to. But I actually didn't necessarily have a specific mentor in the field. So I kind of mentored myself online, and I guess you can kind of say I had online mentors who actually posted information, and unbeknownst to them, they may not have even realized that they mentored me in a sort of way, but it's definitely something that you have to sink your teeth into and get the information on. Have to do your due diligence.
Yeah, definitely. I too, and as is Tony, you know, self-published author, so it's definitely one of those things. If you don't know the terrain ahead of time, you can definitely get lost. It's very easily a genre, a field where you can get lost in. You know, even knowing the steps, you can still get lost along the way. It can become a quite tedious thing, but very rewarding in the end. You know, when you hold that final product in your hand and say, "I did this, I finally made it," and it's very rewarding.
It is. It is.
So, how did you once you got it published and you had it in your hand, and probably before you had it, the product in your hand, how did you go about marketing this, and how has it been recepted?
Well, because now we're in our second year and we're coming out with the second edition, of course, as time goes on, you get better. And when I first got the book published, it was when it was printed and delivered, prior to it actually being printed out, I went through my social networks, in the MLM business, they call it your warm market, people who know you. I just told everyone that I knew that I was writing a book and what my book was about. And then what I also did was I contacted some local media and sent out a few press releases about the book. And it actually has been received quite nicely, and because of the type of book that it is, it's gaining more interest from a lot of girl groups. So, you know who your market is, know who you're targeting, and, you know, go after those people. So basically, I did a lot of my marketing, you know, myself, like I said, through social media and through direct marketing to the people that I knew, and then through my networks of people who knew someone and things like that.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad. I can definitely see this as being something that, you know, you're going to get a lot. Once a few people latch onto it, I can definitely see this as being something that's going to quite quickly, you know, that word of mouth, especially for young girls, especially for, and I know it will also work for older women. I mean, the planner is something you can get on your app, but it's not as detailed, as you said, as yours is. You know, on my app on my phone, I can put, you know, okay, today's day one, and it'll estimate how many days it's going to last, and it'll estimate, you know, when it's going to start again, and I can, you know, type in a little note or something like that, but it's not as detailed as yours is, you know.
Well, Kai, I don't mean to cut you off, but just be on the lookout for the TOTM, Time of the Month app. That will be coming to you this year for sure, 2011. You will see the TOTM app, and it's going
to
be available. yeah, it'll be available
for all you computer
iPod
people,
and Android, and BlackBerry.
Cool. For all you computer people who live on your Androids and your phones and your computers. Wonderful, wonderful.
Have you had anybody come to you and express their gratitude for the work that you've done, say, concerning the book itself, Valerie? Like they read the book and it's like, oh my goodness, I mean, this has been such an eye opener for me. Have you had those experiences as of yet?
I am actually starting to get those type of comments, which are very rewarding. A young lady that I happen to know, her daughter, she claims is one of the biggest critics, and she states that her daughter tells her that, you know, she has to have her TOTM planner, and like she plans her her next TOTM. She just utilizes it religiously. And she actually told me this a couple of weeks ago. But most recently, I have a cousin who lives down in Atlanta. Her daughter is 10, and her daughter's name is Amber. And she tells me, she even posted it somewhere on Facebook, but she tells me that her daughter is giving her tips from the book. So imagine your 10-year-old daughter telling you, you know, giving you tips on something that you might have been doing, you know, experiencing for years and years before she even was born. But she's like, I have a thing or two to say to you based off of my book, TOTM, this is what it says. And I just found that to be so precious. So, yes, I'm starting to get that type of feedback.
Now, have you, when it comes to the book and the knowledge that you have inside of the book, have you been circulating, so to speak, around different arenas, like say schools and different speakings? Have you done any of those speakings yet, the public speakings on this book?
Yes, I actually have done a few public speakings in regards to it. To be quite honest, and, you know, it's funny because I can't remember the name of the girl group that I actually did speak to last, and I'm ashamed to say that, but there was a girl group that I spoke to at the Trey Whitfield School in Brooklyn quite recently, and I'm actually slated to do... there's a mothers and daughters, and it's actually called MAD, M-A, MAD, which stands for Mothers and Daughters Conference, in New Jersey, and that's going to be, I believe, in June. And then I'm also slated to speak to the daughters of AKA Alpha Kappa Alpha. So I'm slated to do some more public speakings in regards to it to girl groups, and so I'm actually being sought after more so now. But I have done a few in the past.
All right. Have you like I'm one of those men who I didn't do it on my own, but I raised a daughter. And for those men out there who are having a hard time with that area, I mean, I escaped it. Not that I was looking to, but I didn't have to necessarily, you know, it was already done, you know, where she was being taught, you know, these type of things and being taught to by her mother. So it was all good. But what is your advice for men that have to approach this subject? Maybe even something out of the book per se, but what would you suggest that would make it easier for these men that have to do it on their own?
Well, for starters, men, you need to get the TOTM time of the month calendar planner, because you have the book in hand and you can say, darling, I would like to talk to you about this book, which has some cool, colorful stickers in it. So, of course, in all honesty, you know, I know that was a shameless plug, but to sit down with your daughter, it's a little more difficult for men than it is for women. And I've said this on my talk show, which I actually have a talk show, TOTM Tea Talks, and it's 30 minutes. It's also on Blog Talk Radio, and we talk about all those things relating to that time of the month. And so for women, we actually have an advantage because we experience it, so we can come to the daughter from a different standpoint. For men, you're not empathizing with them because you can't, because you don't experience a monthly cycle. However, you can draw off of your experiences that you might have had with your mother during that time of the month, and you can tell your daughter, I understand that this is going to be happening to you on average every month, and you're going to bleed from your private area, and you're going to need to have a certain type of protection to use. And so you may want to arm yourself with the information. You can take her to the drugstore. If, say, for instance, you are a single dad and you don't have the mother in, you know, the picture, you may want to, like, lean on your mother to help you with the conversation. You may want to lean on your sister and ask her, well, you know, some of her advice. One of the things I say is that you have you begin the talk, because I think that the talk is always ongoing. You begin the talk with your daughter based off of your genealogy. So if you're a man, just question the women in your family and your mother's daughter's family, like, when did you first have your cycle, so that you can kind of gauge when she's going to have her cycle. You want to begin to talk with her before she actually has her first period, because you don't want her to be at her friend's house or at school and, you know, relying on someone else to give her information that may or may not be accurate, you know.
You want
to give her the best information. You want to arm her, and you don't want her to be in a position where she's embarrassed or she's not knowledgeable or not knowing the changes that are going on with her body. So say, for instance, your wife or your girlfriend, the mother of your daughter, you speak to her and she says, well, you know, I had my first period when I was 12. And then you ask your mom, when did she first have hers? Ask your sister, because it's a, you know, it's from both sides. And then also take that into account. Look at, you know, also it based on the weight of your daughter, because they're finding that heavier children are having their cycles earlier. The average age is probably about 12, but now children are having their cycles as young as 9, as young as 8. So you want to kind of take into account your history, your family's history, the weight of your daughter, and then, you know, and her maturity level also, how you began to initiate.
I was going
to
ask you that, too. It's great that you went there, because I was going to ask you if you felt, in your opinion, that the cycles were starting to come earlier for young women now, or young girls, or you know, it seems to me, I mean, just as a man, it seems to me as though the cycles are coming at a younger age now than they used to before.
Well, okay, before, and I would say, like, when we were younger, the eggs weren't as big as they are now. The chicken wasn't as big as they are now. The milk wasn't induced with as much hormones because they want the cows to be bigger. So the hormones that they inject into the cows go into the milk, which our children are drinking. And so do you think that cow hormones are not making a human being's body bigger and progress in a more rapidly way? I think that has an effect on it.
Right.
I'm not a doctor. I don't claim to be a doctor. However, based off of my personal observations, based off of conversations that I've had with medical professionals, this is my opinion.
Right.
And
I have to agree with that. I agree with that. I mean, and that's something I've believed in, along with your genetics is, I mean, I was a thin child growing up. My daughter, who's just about 18, and I mean, I can also look at it and say she took more from her father's side of the family, but if you look at the young girls, they're a lot more of them are becoming bigger faster, and not just heavy set bigger, but maturity level grown up body parts and things like that at an earlier age, developing more rapidly, bigger, you know, and at a more rapid pace. And I've always been one to say, like you said, I mean, look at all the hormones and things that they're putting into the food that we eat. You can't tell me that those hormones are not also going into our bodies.
I mean, anyone can actually see for themselves. If you go into any supermarket, and if they have an organic meat section, just take the chicken legs from the organic meat section and walk it down to the non-organic meat section and look at the chicken legs there. You're going to see a disparity in the size. I don't have to tell you that. You can do it yourself. You could go look. I mean, it's like, okay, this leg is really big, and this one isn't.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, even the color of the foods, you know, if you look at organically grown foods and, you know, the foods that they spray with all types of things, and, even in just like me and Tony were having this conversation the other day with all, you know, the prepackaged food and all the preservatives and this and that and, you know, names that you can't even pronounce that go into all of that so that it can stay fresh in the freezer so you can go home and put it into the microwave. You know, we've gotten away from all of the fresh prepared foods and we've become a nation of I need it right now. We need more and more of it. So farmers and such are in a bind. Okay, so how do we keep up with the demand for more meat, more products when, you know, animals are only born but so often?
Exactly. So we have to make them bigger so there's more meat to go around.
Yeah.
Now, is there a way to, when you're looking at that scenario, and everybody is, I mean, we're all eating here, but when you look at it, is there a way, is there, in your opinion, and like you said, I mean, well, none of us are doctors, but in your opinion, is that, how dangerous of an effect is this that this is actually happening, per se? I mean, is it, because, again, we have the cycles that are now coming at a younger age. How dangerous is this? I'm asking as a man who doesn't necessarily know, per se, you know? So just how dangerous is this health-wise?
I cannot actually speak on the danger of an early onset of a cycle because I don't know all the particulars as to why that individual would have begin at such a young age. It could be, you know, genetics, or it could not be. So I really couldn't say, but what I can say is it's very, you know, it's imperative that you track your cycle, and just for that reason, because if you're starting so young, you have to track it, and you have to know when it's coming. I mean, because you can be susceptible to all sorts of other things, you know, such as polycystic ovaries, you know, if your hormones are imbalanced. And I actually suffered from polycystic ovaries, and, you know, of course, they like to use hormone therapy and treatment, and having birth control pills prescribed to you is a form of, like, hormone therapy. But most importantly, track your cycle so that you can be aware of any adverse changes in it, whereas if you're skipping periods at a time, you know, everyone is not going to have the same type of experience with their cycle, and what may be normal to you may not be normal to someone else. Some of us have 3-day periods, and some of us have 7-day periods, and sometimes you may start out with a 3-day period, and then maybe after childbirth you'll have a 7-day period. So it's really imperative that we actually know ourselves and know our bodies so that we can actually articulate what's going on with us to the, you know, medical professionals, because they only know as much as we tell them.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's, like, I'm going to say the whole entire show. I think it's an awesome idea. I think it's imperative, especially for young girls who are just learning. I think it's imperative for parents, fathers, as well as mothers, to also get this to school themselves on what they may not know, how to talk to their daughters so that their daughters can know, so that they don't have to be, and I'll say like me, the girl in school who every month had the accident and didn't know when her time of the month was coming. And also as a, the more you know, the more you can teach your daughter. I mean, we all know now as women that you get your period because you didn't get pregnant. So the very first period that your daughter got or gets is because she already dropped an egg and didn't get pregnant. So if your young child is, if you haven't had that sex talk with her and she's already out there getting sex, she can get pregnant before she has her period.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, if you don't have that, use this as a way of opening doors and explaining things to your child, because many girls think, well, I have to have my period before I can get pregnant. Well, your very first period, you know what I mean, is you didn't get pregnant, you know. So,
and that would, that can be considered like an immaculate conception. Like, you know,
yeah.
I know, like, some people, you know, have different religious views, but if in fact you get pregnant and you never had your period, that's kind of like an immaculate conception.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're gonna think, yeah, how'd you get pregnant and you haven't had your period yet? Because people don't really understand the fact that, well, I got my
period
because I didn't get pregnant.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. I never knew that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it took me a long time to learn. My doctor, my gynecologist was the one who actually told me everything, because no one else did. I didn't understand anything. I didn't know my body. I didn't know, you know, this has also got to be good for women that are, for tracking your periods. If ever something was to happen with you, you would know, be able to say, well, this is how far apart my periods are. This is, you know, if you're doing any type of, like, say, the basal method of birth control, or the basal method of trying to plan your fertility, you'll have it on your calendar right there where you can mark, okay, my temperature was this today, my temperature was that today, you know, and have it all right there in one spot for when you go to your fertility specialist, you know, to be able to track, okay, well, I have pain on this type of, you know, at this day when I woke up I was in a lot of pain, and then be able to look back 4 months and say, well, wait, around the same time every month I have the same kind of pain.
Exactly. I also just want to note that the book, The Planner, is not just a period tracker. It's actually an appointment book as well, so you can write down your weekly itinerary inside the book. And each month there are 5 pages specifically designated for the tracking of your TLTM for each month.
Wow. All right. I need to get that book. Not for me. I need to get that book because there's a lot of, I'm not one of the men that's like, well, it's whatever. I like to know. You know, there's things I like to know concerning these things because, again, you never know. I may have another daughter, and if that be the case, I may need to know these things. I don't like being ignorant of these things. I like to know, you know, especially as a parent who's, you know, responsible for the growth of their child. I think it's a good thing. I think men alike should know. Men and women should know. So I'm definitely going to be looking for this book.
Excellent. You can actually get the book this week for $9.99. After Saturday, it goes back to its retail price of $14.99.
Okay. Yeah. See, I want to know that because I think it's good for everybody to have this book. I might even just decide to go get this book and give it out as a gift for Christmas or birthdays because it's something that we all need to know. There are a lot of misconceptions as far as men. Men don't know.
And that's the hard thing or the wrong. I shouldn't even say the wrong thing, but it kind of is. Men are in the dark when it comes to a female's body, as well as, you know, females about men, but since we're speaking about females today, you know, men are in the dark. And when you have daughters, you have sisters, you have mothers, you have aunts, you know, you can learn yourself, you can teach yourself, you can understand why. And this is an excellent tool for your daughters, for your nieces. You know, as Tony said, get it and give it as a gift to your sister. Give it as a gift to your niece or even your girlfriend, and especially your daughter.
Yeah. Which website,
Val, can they go to? Is that the one that I posted earlier? The TOTM, that's where they can get it from on right now?
TOTM.com. Yes, and it'll be available on Amazon later on tonight as well. So they can go to Amazon.com and just type in TOTM, Time of the Month, and a book will come up. Or they can go to www.TOTMTimeOfTheMonth.com.
And it's on sale right now, you said, right, for $9.99?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, we may have to grab a few of those, honey.
Yes,
we have nieces, and we've got a bunch of nieces between us and daughters and, you know, sisters. I mean, we all have at least a female in our lives. And if you have a daughter, I really, really suggest that you get this for her, if not for yourself. If you don't have a daughter, ladies, you should own one of these.
Yeah, when I found out that women could track their period like that, I mean literally down to the day for the most part, I was baffled by that. I don't know why, but I was baffled by it. It's like, wow, okay, so this means that it can be planned out and executed properly, and, you know, so I'm all for anything that basically will help with planning, you know, and will, like, help sustain a young lady when she's busy going through that time of the month, you know, and doesn't see her way. I've seen a lot of women, a lot of young girls who have been embarrassed, you know, in school, you know, or out at the store. So,
Tony, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No,
go ahead. I just want to note also, as far as planning, when you're tracking your cycle, you're also tracking your symptoms. So you can notice that I'm actually getting bloated 2 days right before my cycle begins. So now you, based off of you doing your 28 days in advance calculation, you can say, well, 26 days on this particular day, I can expect to start bloating. Now, if you know that you are susceptible to bloating, then you can start eating celery, or you can start eating bananas. There are different foods that I actually mention in the book that help prevent bloating. And so you eat those to kind of subside some of your PMS type of symptoms. If, in fact, that you're the type of person that gets cranky or very irritable, there's different things that you know that you can do to kind of boost your mood, to kind of mellow you out, so that you can actually have better relationships around you, because you don't want your relationships to be affected by the cranky in you during your TOTM.
Yeah.
Now, see, that just messed with me, Val, because I didn't know. I mean, and we had talked about, Kai and I had talked about on the show we had a couple weeks ago about how food does certain things with the body. I wasn't aware that certain foods can set up certain balances during that time of the month.
Definitely, and one of my favorite foods.
I sound like
still
stupid saying it.
No.
But I didn't know that.
Yeah, one of my favorite.
I think a lot of men, if they knew what some of these things were, and I know you're not saying that it works the same way for every woman. I understand that. But if some of these men out there knew what some of these things were that could be done, especially around that time of the month, then they would probably be encouraging it, other than saying, okay, well, I'm going to a movie now. I'll see you later, you know.
To make her feel more irritable.
Yeah. You know, I think it would be a, well, you know, maybe we should try this. Or, hun, how about we try that? Because it beats running out the house for a couple of days.
Yeah.
That was something I did not know. So I'm kind of excited just by that means alone.
Excellent.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, and I love the fact, like you said, that it's not just for the time of the month. It's a daily planner, so it's something that you'll be able to keep with you and use on a regular basis, not something that you're going to, you know, throw on your nightstand and not think about until it comes, but it's something that you can use on a regular daily basis and be, you know, always jotting down things and always notating things so it stays fresh in your mind. And it's, you know, just on the fact alone that you can track, because your 10-year-old daughter isn't walking around. Well, I know today some of them are, but on a majority level, I'm going to say that your 10 or 8-year-old daughter isn't walking around with a cell phone, an Android cell phone, you know,
exactly.
to track, you know, her monthly. And so this calendar and this planner is something that she can use, and she can use it for more than just that. You know, she can use it to, you know, write down, I have a test this week coming up. So-and-so wants me to spend the night this week. You know, so it'll help her to learn how to plan. It will help her to learn how not just to plan that time of the month, but also to plan her life. You know, this is also going to teach her life skills, you know, as well as the big important for a woman, as Tony said and we've all said, this is a big, important part of a woman's journey, you know, not wanting, especially with girls starting this younger and younger and younger, you don't want to be the girl in elementary school when kids are the cruelest, you know, maybe not the cruelest, but they are cruel at days because they really don't understand. And, you know, we have girls now in fifth grade starting their cycle, and they don't really understand, you know, and it's our job as parents to help them understand and to give them the best information possible so that they don't have to go to school and not know that, you know, it may come, you know, to keep things with them, especially, you know, the first few cycles may be erratic. You know, you may not get regular right away.
Yeah, on average for the first 2 years, you're not going to be regular.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't, you know, when you're sick, anything can change it. You know, I'm 38, and I've, you know, I have a bloodhound in my man. He knows better than I do. I look at my little thing, he'd be like, nuh-uh, I got another week. He'd be like, nuh-uh, babe, it's coming tomorrow. I'd be like, nuh-uh, I got another week. It ain't going to be a whole week early, and sure enough, here it comes. But, I mean, anything can happen.
Me for starting it.
Yeah, I do blame you for starting it.
Like, wow.
I always blame him. Like, you spoke it and here it comes. It's not due till next week and you spoke it and here it is. But, you know, if we get sick, if we get stressed, you know, things, it can throw your system off. And we don't really teach this as we should to our daughters so that they understand this. You know, when you get to an age in school where you have lockers, you know, girls should be taught to keep stuff in their locker, you know, in case something happens, in case you're somewhere. Keep something in a little pocket in your purse. I walk around with a tampon in my purse all the time just because you never know.
Exactly. And I actually have a page in the book that it's titled Accidents Happen and kind of tells you how to get yourself out of a pinch if you're actually in find yourself having an accident unexpectedly.
Yes, and I want to say this before we go. We got about 5 minutes left, but I want to say this to the fellas that are listening. We need you to be more understanding, especially to teach your sons as well from a young age that this is something that girls go through because boys don't understand, which we've already established. Boys don't understand this. Boys don't really know much about this. So boys can be cruel to, you know, young girls. And with young girls becoming younger and younger and going through this, we really need our young boys to understand that don't make fun of the, you know, the girl. Oh, you're on your period. Oh, you're on your rag. Oh, you smell like fish. You know, all the mean, cruel things that our boys say. We need our women, we need our young girls to do the same thing because one day is going to be your daughter's turn. And while she's making fun of, you know, the classmate next to her because she got her period for the first time today and she didn't know and she was all distraught, you know, your daughter's day may be next week. You know, and you want people to be understanding to her. We got to learn to teach our children understanding and that, you know, your day is coming too. And while your son is laughing, one day he's going to have a daughter or he's going to end up with a girlfriend who's going to have a period too. You know, so we need to teach our children understanding.
That's a good word. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, Sal, we really do appreciate you coming and sharing your book with us. Like I said, I'm going to be looking for it because...
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big help to a lot of people. I really do. I think knowledge is power, and I think that we're lacking that knowledge in this area. And our young women nowadays, and it's especially hard, you have a lot of women out here that are working. And not only working, but they're working 2 and 3 jobs. And sometimes it's just hard, you know, to keep track, and these kids are left. A lot of these young ladies are left to fend for themselves sometimes. And I mean, no beating down on the woman that has to go out and do what she has to do, but a lot of times there is that situation where the mother doesn't know, you know, or the daughter is embarrassed, or the mother, whatever the case may be, it's good that these young ladies have something that can be referenced so that they can.
I think he doesn't know that we can't hear him. Hon, I think your phone may have flipped over or something because you're muffled and we can barely hear
you. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But we got 90 seconds, so I want to make sure that I say her website again to everyone who's listening. It's www.totm, then spell out the word, timeofthemonth.com. Right now, her book is the calendar is available. Daily Planner is available for $9.99. Grab it, check it out. She's also on Facebook. She's got a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/mytotm. Definitely keep in touch, Sal. We are definitely honored that you are here, and thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome.
Back.
Yes. Enjoy your evening. Everyone, Val, enjoy your evening. Have a great, blessed week, everyone.
God bless.
Thank you.
Good night.